The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. You are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning out there. I hope you're all having a wonderful Thursday morning. And today I'd like to share with you a cool show of recaps. We've had some great shows over the last few years, and some of our favorite shows that you made number one shows and were the most downloaded, listened to, live listened to, etc. A couple of them I'm going to take excerpts from today and share with you because you really love these shows, and many of you reached out to me in phone calls, emails, and other things, especially about the John of God live show that I did when I sat down with Medium Joao. And another show that you really enjoyed was the Woman in Gold interview, and that became a movie with Helen Mirren and some other really notable stars. And we sat down here with the lawyer that won the case for the Klimt painting to get out of Austria and back in the hands of the original family owners. And that's what the whole movie was about. And so Maria, who is the movie's star, who is a real life woman that survived and escaped during the Holocaust time frame in the war over there, relocated over to America. And in the Woman in Gold movie, it's all spelled out how she got out and how the painting of her aunt, which was such a renowned Klimt painting, was the subject of great controversy over a long time until this lawyer from Los Angeles took it on and won. And it's an unprecedented case because the lawyer actually sued the country, and that's never been done before. So to hear all the archives of these, you can go to the radio player at makinglifebrighter.com, and you can go to the radio tab. You can also find us and subscribe on iTunes under Making Life Brighter Radio, and you can go to voiceamerica.com, and we are on the Health and Wellness Channel, and you can look up Making Life Brighter and all the episodes there as well. So you can find us in a variety of places, but all these episodes that I'm playing today for you, the full interviews are back on the archives, and the easiest way to do it is just to go to makinglifebrighter.com and go to the radio tab, and down on the player, you push on the three bars, and you can pull up all of what we've done. So if you've missed a show or there's a certain subject matter you'd like to click on, they're all right there. And these shows are available to you in its entirety there. So you can just scroll backwards in time and find them. The John of God live interview in its entirety was, I believe, in August of 2015, and the Woman in Gold interview was in July, just before that. So you can check those out within the same time frame. And then, of course, one of our favorite shows this past year, from last spring until Christmas time, was the Elephant Sanctuary down in Brazil that I visited last year. And you all followed along and were very interested, and with your help in creating awareness, they were able to move Maya and Gita, the two elephants, to the sanctuary, which they now live in and can roam freely. And this is amazing. So it was a great journey. It was quite an interview series, and there might be a few little scratches and blips in that technology because we had a technical difficulty when we were down there in the jungle in the middle of nowhere. And that may have translated a little bit in our interview, but you'll get the gist of it. No worries. So you guys love that series. It was one of the number one series that we've ever done. And just like we're doing now with the Olympic athletes. That series with the elephants was phenomenal, and your help in awareness helped raise the money, and you got those elephants moved to the Free Roam Sanctuary. So thank you to everyone that did donate. Thank you to everyone that did participate and continues to participate, because elephants in general need our support and our love, and they are so valuable to our earth plane and what they're doing for our earth plane. And so that all those shows, there's 4 episodes of those shows that are available for you to listen to, and it's called Live in Brazil, the Elephant Sanctuary series, part 1, 2, 3, and 4. And you can go back and check those out starting last May of 2016. And they're just some really great, great series that I hope that if you haven't taken the time to listen to, you will. And we've been doing some really neat things here, not only trying to find you people that are doing extraordinary things in the world, but also things that are making our life brighter through technology, through health, through wellness, and bringing you the possibility that there is more than what's being dictated to you out in the world of negativity. And whether it's media, you know, skewed content that's being put out there suggesting all these negative things in the world, there's a lot of great things that are happening, and there's some wonderfully innovative and tuned in people that are having insights and changing our world in live time by the things that they're doing. And so it doesn't always have to be what looks like a celebrity in order for someone to have done something really wonderful in our world. And that's what Making Life Brighter is about. It's about truth. It's about sincerity. It's about people that are doing really neat things. And I'm sharing that with you within this show just as a recap. And coming up, we've got some more miraculous healing stories, which I talked about last week in my work. And I will again share with you more of those miraculous healing stories, because they are, in fact, amazing. Many of them are very amazing. So I have more up my sleeve for you that way. And like I said, I promised quantum physics, and it's coming. It's forthcoming. I also will have some Grammy winners and some people that are doing some great things in music and our world. What's neat about those people upcoming is that not only are they winning an award, and it's not just for music. What I'm choosing people on criteria with is the fact that they are doing something in the world that's helping, or helping their community, or growing their community, or participating with something that I hope you find inspiring and helpful to you. Kind of like our Winter Olympic athletes that I've been interviewing, and you can check that out in the archives as well. And we have a special GoFundMe campaign for them. So I'm going to ask you and invite you to share with everybody. And you can donate a little or a lot. You can get a signed jersey by them. You can support them, because this is the time when they're qualifying, and this is the time that they need your help. And you can go to winifred.net to the music page I have there. And in the community section, you will find the campaign for them. And it's a GoFundMe campaign, and it helps them raise the money for training, for traveling, for expenses, for everything that they need to do. Mostly their training runs and things that are required for them to qualify even. And as I was telling you in the last show, it can cost people up to $200 for one run down the track. That's a lot of money. And it's a lot of money for them to maintain tracks like that at that quality. So while they have the training center there in Lake Placid, New York, that most of them are at, they have to travel around the world, and they're doing much competition right now. And boy, is that's an insane job, and a crazy schedule they keep, and a crazy intensity. So they could use your help. And if you will go to winifred.net and check out the community section there, you will find exactly what I'm talking about. And you can donate $20, $50. You can get a hat, you can get a jersey, whatever you can afford to do, just like we did with the elephants. And all the money from that goes to them. Making Life Brighter doesn't keep any of these monies for these campaigns. It goes directly to wherever it's supposed to go to. So you guys, if you can tell the world, that would be great. And feel free to share, because you're helping our winter athletes qualify and prepare for their best shot at gold next year. And it's coming up quick on them. So I think they've offered us some really amazing insight into a world that's rarely seen. And I'm glad and grateful that I've gotten to share that with you, because these are truly extraordinary individuals. And hopefully we'll have more of them coming up, and we'll have some other Olympiads coming up for you as well. We here at Making Life Brighter would like to know some things. So I'm inviting you to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, and either send a message that way or email us directly and tell us the things in your world that make your life brighter. And if you'd like to send in a little video clip or post it on the Making Life Brighter page, that would be super. So go ahead and let us know what it is that's making your world brighter. How is it that the world around you is making you happy? Because something that we're seeing everywhere is that everyone's talking about the negativity in the world, the fear in the world, the darkness in the world. And that darkness is not only real, at the same time, it's an illusion. So while it's being created and is real by people feeding into it, Making Life Brighter is dedicated to sharing what's positive. And I'm asking you to participate if you'd like to, and get a friend. Send a little video clip from wherever you are and let us know what makes your life brighter. Let us know what makes you silly and what makes you laugh and what makes your heart sing. Or something that's going on in your neighborhood or somewhere around you that's wonderful and positive and good. And there's an awful lot of that out there. Another thing I'd like to bring to your attention is to celebrate someone older. There are older people entering into a world right now that's very hard for them to navigate with technology as fast as it's moving. And it would be scary if you were an older person coming into this world where you can't easily just call somebody up and have them help you on the phone like companies used to do. Now you have to have a PIN code for this one and an email for that one and, all this stuff. How do you navigate that if you can't see, if you aren't on the computer, which seems to be a mandatory thing, or you don't know how to use one? Makes it very challenging for people. So I'm asking you to reach out a little bit to the people around you that are older, and this is kind of a call to action, I guess, and see if you can help. See if you can offer a hand. Maybe take a little more time and recognize them as you pass through your day and stop and smile and say hello. Because there's an entire generation of people that are soon going to feel like they're forgotten in our world of insane technology. And I'm asking to put a little community effort into saying hello or reaching out with loving kindness and maybe helping them, however that works. You know, when I went to visit Switzerland last year, the people that I stayed with that hosted me for my work with Beatrice, that's part of what they did, is they reached out to other seniors and really helped them. They'd go into their homes and help them. And all I'm saying is, wherever you encounter someone, let's not dismiss them. It's a tough struggle in a world that's changing so fast around if you're not up with technology. And it seems to be very unforgiving these days. So on that note, I'm sure they also have some stories they could tell you that would make us laugh, right? And we've even featured a few of those here on this show. So I hope you have a wonderful day today. Go jolly, everybody. This is To Making Life Brighter and your favorite shows right here on Making Life Brighter Radio.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we're back with special guest co-founder and CEO of Global Elephant Sanctuary.
Almost Global Sanctuary for Elephants. There's several organizations out there similar, but yes, we're Global Sanctuary for Elephants.
And this is Scott Blaze. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here to talk to you and share a little bit of our work.
We're here currently in Brazil together, and we're talking about this amazing project that you are now spearheading and have jumped off and are taking the leap and live in Brazil now, and you are creating an entirely new sanctuary for elephants here in Brazil.
Exactly. Yeah, we're here in Brazil to start the Elephant Sanctuary Brazil. This is the first sanctuary for captive elephants in South America, which a lot of people will first question, but elephants don't live in South America naturally.
Right.
And that's correct. They're not native to South America. However, because of human entertainment, they've been brought into circuses and zoos, and have actually essentially been traumatized by this experience, by their lives, by their sterile environments, and we're here to create a sanctuary to give them a new life, give them a new alternative.
So this is kind of a free roam sanctuary, although it is fenced in around the perimeter. These elephants will be able to walk freely in this property, is that correct?
Yeah, more or less. Sanctuary is incredibly dynamic. It is a 2,800-acre property that we've been able to locate on. Phenomenal property. It's just absolutely glorious in every way. Day it becomes more glorious. Every step of exploration, it just becomes more remarkable what it's going to soon offer elephants. And what it's going to be is the sanctuary will be divided into sections. It's for Asian elephants and African elephants, and also males and females. And unfortunately, because of the trauma, we also have to subdivide some of those sections. So even though the space is enormous, we do have some subdivided plots. In a perfect world, all the Asians can be together and all the Africans can be together in, you know, two separate places. But because of the trauma, sometimes we have to acclimate them. They have to go through a process of recovery. So you have to design the facilities to help them through that process, and for a time, even though they're an incredibly herd-oriented animal and species, again, the trauma, the negative impact of captivity sometimes causes them to be a little bit more withdrawn, less open, less interactive, so we have to accommodate that ability and design the facilities for the full spectrum of recovery that takes place here.
And so what's the prime objective for this, for the organization?
The main
and why
point,
Brazil?
Yeah, the main impetus for this is to give captive elephants a better life. We know from years of experience, I started the first sanctuary in Tennessee, I started the first expansive sanctuary of the same model in North America in 1995. Managed it for 16 years, and you know, at that point, we didn't know what would happen. We didn't know how elephants would respond. We also didn't know, we didn't have a clue how vastly they would recover and the full depth of just magnificence that emerge.
So you found that they responded well to the ability to roam freely.
It's the ability to roam freely. And sanctuary has multiple components. It's not only about giving them the space. It's about giving them the respect. It's about nurturing the individual characteristics as well as nurturing the species and who they are as nature intended. And it's about creating a space that allows them to return to this. We have done an incredible injustice to elephants in captivity for human entertainment, you know, for a few laughs or a few smiles, for a ride on the back of an elephant. We have done a complete injustice to these individuals, and to create sanctuary is a chance to give them, create the space that allows them to be an elephant again. This isn't always easy because of the trauma, but it's always remarkable. Some recover seamlessly. Sometimes it's, you know, instantaneous that they just come out of 40 years of isolation and they just emerge into this herd and it's like they had been there their whole life. And others are a process, and part of sanctuary is honoring that individual process, and giving them that time, the space, and nurturing the respect to recover and to thrive. You know, it's just giving them a new life, giving them a second chance.
Well, this is a pristine, amazing property, and it's vast. It has different sections to it. It's got mountainous terrain, it's got valleys, it's got water and rivers and probably waterfalls somewhere that we don't even know about.
Yeah, indeed. We still have a lot of exploration on this property. We actually, Global Sanctuary for Elephants, it was co-founded by my wife and I and a few other professionals, Peter Granley and Joyce Poole from Elephant Voices, and a local Brazilian, Junior Machado, and brought Global Sanctuary for Elephants together to help projects like this, to help get them off the ground. There's a lot of efforts to start sanctuaries internationally, and many of them stagnate, and many of those fail because it's a difficult time. The early stages are very challenging. It's hard to raise money for an idea, but we know that it's going to thrive, and that's why we're here, is because we know not only that it can be successful and will be successful, but we know what it brings to the elephants, and we have the dedication and the perseverance to bring it together, because it's remarkable. I mean, what the lives of these elephants, and you think the property is amazing now, just wait till elephants are on it. It's just not only the individual is amazing, but how they impact the land, how they bless the environment.
Well, they're sacred beings. They're sacred land animals, and they're equivalent to our buffalo and the whales, and they hold a sacred space for the earth plane.
Oh, I'm going to get chills and goosebumps and lose any train of thought. I mean, they're beyond sacred to me. You know, I've been working with elephants from the time I was 15 years old and saw some of the worst treatment imaginable, but saw, you know, at the sanctuary in Tennessee, saw who they can become. And with that, it's allowing us to see, they allow us to see a depth of themselves, a depth of their full emotional intelligence, their spirituality, their I'm lost for words with this.
Well, you're the perfect person for this, really. I mean, you have so much passion for this, and it lives and breathes in you and emanates all over the place. Wherever Scott goes, he's just so fully vested in this, and it's amazing to watch, and it's amazing to watch him explore this property further, because he takes it so seriously, and it's such a sacred endeavor and has such a vast meaning. And so what is the obstacle currently? What is it that you're up against with bringing them here in Brazil, of all places? I mean,
well, one of the remarkable things about Brazil and this location in South America is advancing legislation. So we are well ahead of other regions in the world. And part of the reason for starting, you know, with Global Sanctuary Elephants, this is our pilot project is here in Brazil. And it's because the vast number of elephants that we can help in the shortest amount of time. Elephants are literally knocking on our door. We have sanctuaries in the United States that are fighting for years to get elephants released from zoos and circuses, and we literally have them waiting in line for us.
Where are they coming from?
From zoos and circuses in South America. There's an elephant in Chile. We just got phone calls about six from Argentina. There's two elephants in a state in the south of Brazil who were confiscated 5 years ago. And, you know, great effort to confiscate them from the circus. But because they didn't have an alternative, they didn't have a sanctuary, they didn't have an appropriate environment, they were left with nowhere to go. And they're actually stuck on chain on a farm, a small farm, owned by the lawyer of the circus. That they were confiscated from, which is not logical at all. And one of them, Gita, has become grossly underweight. She's probably at least 1,500 pounds underweight right now. And Maya, because of the restrictions and lack of respect, they're not getting the lives each day as they were in the circus, but there's still a lack of respect. There's a lack of understanding. She's actually becoming increasingly aggressive, and they're waiting for us as soon as we can open our doors.
And when can you open?
We can open our doors in as little as 4 months, possibly sooner. And the biggest obstacle is money. One of the challenges with a sanctuary in this stage is, to many people, it's still an idea. It's still a concept. We see it as real. It's tangible.
What's step
it
one
exists.
Now?
What's
step one now? What can you do to
donate? You know, is the biggest thing.
What will it go to move these elephants?
Yeah, the first phase of development, it includes a medical care center, which is really simple structure here. And, you know, because the climate is absolutely perfect. Not only is the land amazing, but the climate is ideal. It's year-round outdoor living, ideal for these elephants. And you've been in other areas of Brazil, and this is exquisite. It's never too hot, never too cold. It's really ideal. So we have an open-sided medical care structure, which will be an introductory zone and also a place where we can do positive reinforcement training, which is all through food reward and a lot of praise, so we can medicate them and care for their wounds that have, you know, that we may have. For some of these individuals, they will carry with them for life because of captivity. And so it's an open-sided medical care structure, and then 2 20-acre yards. And this is just the first phase.
So that requires what to make this all happen?
Our target is $450,000, mm-hmm. And that includes actually the down payment, which you've already paid. It includes the medical care center, the 220-acre corrals, infrastructure that is needed with electricity and water, and that's $450,000, and we're about $150,000 shy from reaching that goal. So as soon as we can...
And then, so does that include the transport of them?
This does not include the transport. This is just to prepare the facilities.
So like fencing and creating the structure. And
exactly. And for these first two elephants, you know, transport's not going to be easy with Maya and Gita. For the first two elephants, Maya and Gita, the transport's not going to be expensive. They're just coming from the south of Brazil. It's not. It's a big
it's
deal.
It's not from another country.
It's not from another country. I say it's easy. I've moved a bunch of elephants. It's not always easy, you know, but generally speaking, it's pretty
easier than having them come from another
easier,
country.
Easier, and if you approach it correctly, it is pretty seamless.
But it's doable, and that's the idea
it's
here.
It's very doable.
And as soon as they can get moved. So if someone wants to donate and we want to reach that goal in as little time as possible, how can they do it? Where can they go to?
Real simple. There's a couple different ways. You can visit the easiest is going to our website, which is simply globalelephants.org. And that's elephants plural, globalelephants.org. And from there, there's donation links right on the first page. And that's probably the easiest way. You can also call us, area code 615-435-9523. We're always here. It's a U.S. number, but it'll reach us here in Brazil at no charge to you and very little charge to us. So if you want to, you know, questions, you know, we're always happy to talk to prospective donors and people that are interested to share more of our work.
And what are the size of donations that you generally receive?
It's the whole spectrum. One of the things that we really strive for here is to let people know that everything matters. All I have is $50. It does something. It adds up, and it's remarkable what happens when everyone comes together.
And on that note, we'll be right back with more Making Life Brighter, and Scott Blaze talking about globalelephants.org, and that's where you can go to find out more information. You can also go to Facebook and Making Life Brighter, and we'll post it there for you. But check it out and donate a little bit, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts
to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams. I'm a guide to John of God, and I have been interviewing John of God live down at the CASA, and I've been sharing that today with you. We have a continued segment going on with the interview that I had, and what you heard in the last segment at the tail end was a picture I want to paint for you for the rest of this interview. This is so amazing. What happened that day was so special. I was sitting there in between the translator on my left and John of God on my right, and the beginning of the interview didn't actually record. So I said to him, oh my God, after all that, nothing recorded. And he looked at me and he laughed. And I thought, that's it. I'm going to be booted. I'm going to be thrown out and that's the end of it. Sorry, see you later. Not at all. He leaned back and he literally threw a leg up over the arm of his armchair and he put his arm up over it and he said, sit back. Let's just talk. So we did. And we got into a conversation about crystals and he began to teach me about crystals. And then the most miraculous thing happened. He began to give me crystals from his private collection. So when you're hearing all the unwrapping and all that, it's him pulling out trays of beautiful, unbelievable citrines and smoky quartzes and even blue, beautiful stones that are not sold anywhere out there. They're gorgeous, that he gave me garden quartz crystals. And as we're talking, as I'm asking him questions, he's like grandfather sitting in the chair going through all the crystals, and he's specifically pulling out different crystals for me. And you're going to hear this as we go forward. It's unbelievable. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine this would happen. And he's going to tell me that he's giving them to me for a particular reason, among many other things in this interview, as it kept going on and on. And it was astounding. I had tears. I was emotional. It was such a beautiful exchange and conversation. It was just like being in your family's house and you're just sharing, and he's educating me on not only the crystals, but he's showing me what it is about them and why he's giving them to me. So this is fascinating. Listen to this.
Ela vai passar essa mensagem, agradeço muito pelas pedras. That's for you.
I'll set them properly and I'll keep them.
Aqui, ó. Isso tudo aqui é esmeralda.
These are emeralds.
Oh my goodness.
Não é vidro, não.
That's not glasses that people sell in the streets. Because sometimes what happened here, have some pyramids.
É esmeralda.
That emeralds too.
Beautiful. Does that come from your mind?
Isso vem da mina do senhor lá, não? Yeah, from his mind.
And these two?
Esse que está aí também?
Qual? Esse é?
Yeah, from his mind too.
Oh, it gives me chills. Wow, that is gorgeous. Oh, wow.
It's
so beautiful. And what does the emerald do for the body?
E a esmeralda, o que ela passa pro corpo, professora?
Energia, cura, equilíbrio.
Energy, balance.
Uh-huh. Are the different crystals specific to different things for him?
Alguns os cristais eles são diferentes para ou todos eles trabalham da mesma maneira, professora?
Não. Isso depende de cada pessoa.
Yeah, the crystals work, but that's also come from the person.
Aqui, essa pedra que
this
eu dei para ela é para carregar, é para ela ter na casa dela.
That's you can put in her house. That's stone.
Mas essa aqui, que ela quiser.
That is so beautiful.
The smoke one you can put in your house.
Essa aqui chama that one, energia.
That's called like that's invite the energy to come to you.
This one invites energy, and this one's for the house.
Yeah, that's you can put in your body. The other one, if you want a necklace or thing, and the big one, the smoke one, you can put in your house to protect yourself.
Can I set them in metal? Can I set them?
Ela pode colocar essa branca no metal, colocar essa, fazer colar ou?
Eu colocava.
Yeah, that's you can do that.
Yeah?
No problem.
That is so amazing. Thank you so much. I'm humbled and in awe.
It's beautiful gift.
Yes.
What could I give ela, him?
He chose for you, huh?
I know. What could I give him?
O que ela pode dar pro senhor?
I'll make it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Eu quero. Tá, eu quero. Eu quero que ela. Ela é um veículo.
You are a channel. You are a channel.
Que eu estou nessa missão, eu agradeço todo jornalista.
He's been in this mission and he's very grateful to all those people's work in television and radio and things like that.
Todo jornalista é um missionário de Deus.
All journalists can, you know, like come the things from God, that express the word from God. Yeah.
Chills from head to toe.
Eu quero que você solta a verdade.
You want to just you show the truth.
I want to show the truth.
Ela vai mostrar a verdade. É isso que ela quer fazer.
I want to show the heart, so
that's
that
it.
The ego goes away
and
people understand.
And it's John, very simple man, there's no ego. You know, like that's him.
Yeah. No, it's already assumed that in my show that he's.
Certeza que ela vai botar o show lá para.
The people that listen to this, that want to hear this, are seeking it already.
Ela tem quantas irmãs?
How many sisters do you have?
I have one sister.
Uma
I have brothers.
Ela tem quantos anos?
I have two brothers and one in spirit.
And your sister, how old she is?
She's 5 years older than herself. She's 49.
49 anos, a irmã dela.
Leva para sua irmã.
That's for your sister.
Oh, I don't know what to say. Thank you so much.
Ela não sabe o que dizer, pastor. Está muito agradecida. Não sabe o que.
You're going to make me cry.
Isso é para fazer um anel. Fazer anel.
In a ring.
In a ring. Make her a ring. All of them into
tudo,
one ring.
Tudo é pedra.
That's very true stone.
Não tem pedra brasileira. Não é. Você não está levando nada de vidro.
No glass.
It's all crystal.
E nem aqueles piticom.
Because what he's very upset, you know, the people selling this. He doesn't matter. He don't care if another people selling crystals or things. That's all right. That's for everybody. But selling the true things with good quality. What happened now, many people in the streets here selling like glass.
Mm-hmm.
And the people come to ask the energy to bless and to give the energy, but it's glass. It's no possible.
Tell him I make fine jewelry and I make jewelry with meaning. I make jewelry with real crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
this one's so beautiful.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Are those smoky quartz or citrine?
Esse é o cristal fumê ou citrine?
Esse aqui tem citrine ou fumê.
Citrine and smoke quartz together.
These stones are gorgeous.
Esse aqui é o citrine.
That's a citrine?
Esse aqui é fumê.
That's a smoke
mais
quartz.
Claro.
Beautiful.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Okay. Wow. So beautiful. They're pure. Just pure. Beautiful. I love the stones.
Claro, uma pedra de cristais permanente, ela gosta também.
Eu sei que ela é séria.
He knows you are a serious person. And that's why he gave that interview for you.
Tell him I make the fine jewelry. I'm making a series called, it's a collector series. It will go in a museum or for collectors. And it's
ela
called,
é de qual país?
You live in America, yeah?
Yeah.
Colorado or
California now. I used to live in Colorado.
Yeah?
But, yeah.
Ela mora na Califórnia, nos Estados Unidos.
Estados Unidos.
And I, the series is.
Ela vai aí, deixa eu ver.
I'm going to laugh, and that's what he said.
It's called the Golden Age series. It's about the unfoldment of consciousness in the Golden Age. So each piece takes a year or more to think up and contemplate. Okay. And if he wants me to add any stone to one of these,
pedra.
I will.
Oh, essas pedras são stones. Cristais. Olha o que tem dentro delas.
Look just what happened inside that stone.
Isso é bom, estou te dando, porque aí você não precisa de comprar.
You give me, there's no need to buy. Look inside. That's crystals.
Oh God, they're beautiful. What a story. It looks like you're in the ocean, like you're in an ocean.
It's como se estivesse vendo o mar, né?
Like you're in the coral reef.
Agora, você quer ver pedra bonita, tá aqui.
Beautiful stones.
What is that? What is that? Oh, thank you. What are they?
Essa pedra é o que é?
Vai.
What kind of stone is it?
É turmalina, não sei.
Mas essas pedras que são caras.
It's a very expensive stone. Beautiful.
Is it sapphires or is it?
Mas você pode dizer o nome dela?
Tourmalines.
Não, safira não. Me passou o nome agora.
It's forget for now. It's very expensive.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
São lindas, né?
It's God calling. So, at that portion of the interview when his phone rang, I stopped for a minute. But what was happening that you were listening to is he was really more interested in going through all the palettes of crystals that he had, which is what you heard going on. And he was handpicking the ones that he wanted to give to me. And he asked me, do you have a sister? And I said, yes. And he very meticulously and very carefully picked out three stones that were garden quartz and gave them to me in the gentlest of ways. He just very, very graciously put them in my hand and said, you're to make her a ring with this. Okay. And for my brothers, he picked out two more. And then for my brother that had passed, he picked out one more and gave me that. And that was such a gracious thing. Awesome. He gave me a large smoky quartz that I was to keep for my house and help my house with energy and protection and such. And another round, clear crystal that was for me and for my own energy field. And then lastly, he gave me a gorgeous blue, beautiful stone, which I am in the process of setting right now into a ring. And he told me basically that I needed to have it on my finger when I returned. And all of these were blessed and charged for the well-being of the intention there. And it was absolutely miraculous. And what I did with my group that I took down there is the very last day they were there together, we play a card game where I give them crystals and everybody wins prizes and we learn about the meaning of the crystals. And ultimately, everybody gets exactly what they need. And a fella in the group is the one that ended up winning the crystal that was given to me for my deceased brother. And I had said to the people prior to the end of the game, I said, whoever wins this next prize, their entire focus must be on spirit and keeping their focus on spirit. And that will be the intention of receiving this gift. And you will bear the karma of that if you don't. And he won that. So it's currently being set for him as a stone that came from the private collection of John of God. And this is just an astounding gift and an honor. But it didn't end there. There's more. And it was phenomenal how the rest unfolded.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and today we have Randy Schoenberg here, and we're talking about the movie Woman in Gold because it's based on his life. And I'd like to go into the artwork about this movie since the whole movie is about the woman in gold. What is the woman in gold?
The woman in gold is a name that's used for the portrait of Adele Bloch-Bauer. That's Maria Altman's aunt. She's my client in the film, and Adele and Klimt actually had a long relationship because Klimt did two pictures of Adele, two full-length pictures. There's the portrait number one, the gold portrait, and then there's a second standing portrait. I think she's the only sitter that had two full-length portraits by Klimt. And there, you have to know, Klimt was really the most famous artist of his time in Vienna, most expensive artist too. And he wasn't Jewish, but actually most of his major patrons were Jewish. The Bloch-Bauers, the later Zuckerkandels, those three families bought about 30 of his 100 or so major artworks during that time between 1900 and when he died in 1918. So
they were really his
support.
Paintings? Where did they go?
Well, the paintings are all over the place. Some were destroyed in the war. Others are still in the Austrian Gallery in Vienna. And the one, the Woman in Gold, is now in the Neue Gallery in New York. It was purchased after it was recovered by Maria and her family. They sold it to Ronald Lauder to put on permanent display in the Neue Gallery. And for a while, it was the most expensive painting in the world, which is a crazy thing to say, but
how expensive is it?
It's allegedly, it was $135 million that he paid. That's what they say.
Did he use gold on it, or is it just painted gold?
It's actual gold leaf that's mm-hmm. used. It looks like an icon, and I think Klimt realized that this was going to be a big work. Many people are familiar with The Kiss by Klimt. That's probably on every other dorm room wall in the United States. That's maybe his most famous painting, and it was done around the same time as the portrait of Adele Bloch-Bauer. Now, Klimt, besides being the most expensive and famous painter of his day 100 years ago in Vienna, he liked to paint in a long smock with nothing on underneath, and he had lots of nude models hanging around, and when he died, there were 18 illegitimate kids who came out of the woodworks, and so everybody speculated that he must have had something going on with Adele, too, who she sat for him for so many times, but there's no proof of that, obviously, and so we're just left to speculate.
What did Maria say about that?
Maria said that she asked her mother one time, and her mother, who is Adela's sister, said, oh, ridiculous, they had an intellectual friendship. And Maria said, well, my mom would have said that even if it wasn't just an intellectual friendship. Mm-hmm. So Maria had her suspicions, but we'll really never know. Adela was, according to Maria and the things that Adela left behind, a very intellectual, sometimes serious woman. Maria said she would have absolutely been a lawyer or a politician or someone at that level had she lived in a different time. But she was married off to Ferdinand, who was much older. Her older sister had married Ferdinand's older brother. So two boys named Bloch married two girls named Bauer. They combined their name to make it fancy, Bloch Bauer. And so Adela was married off to this older sugar baron, Ferdinand. And I think they tried to have children, but were unsuccessful. And so they collected artworks. And they had these in Klimt's, and they had dozens of other Austrian paintings, and they had the largest collection of antique porcelain in Central Europe, of over 300 settings.
Wow.
Yeah, where would you put that, right?
Yeah. I mean, they had a big house.
They had a big house, you can imagine. And they had the beautiful house in Vienna. They had a beautiful estate outside of Prague. And she really became the leader of a salon, what they call a salon, which is that she would entertain.
And the ladies would come and...
Not just ladies. She would invite the artists and intellectuals, mm-hmm. people like Klimt or Richard Strauss or writers like Schnitzler or Hofmannsthal. They came to parties at the Bloch-Bauers constantly, and she would surround herself with these intellectuals and artists and really sort of feel a part of that. And she supported them. She was also very civic-minded. In her will, she left bequests to the orphans and the workers' society. She was a little bit of a socialist, although very wealthy. And she was just very, very much committed to social causes, which I think makes her a very interesting modern woman for her time. And for her to have become this icon now of the sort of the beginning of the 20th century in Vienna, this cultural time period where you had not just Klimt, but my grandfather, Arnold Schoenberg, is revolutionizing music. You have Wittgenstein, who's doing the same in philosophy. You have Sigmund Freud, who's doing the same in psychoanalysis, et cetera, et cetera. She embodies now that period for us, and that's why her painting is really the most famous painting from that time.
Do you ever go and look at it there?
I was there. I hadn't been for a while, and I was there after the premiere, and it's just a stunning painting. It looks like, I think it was intended to look like a Byzantine icon.
What do you feel when you look at that? You did this. What do you feel?
You know, for me, I have a long history with it because I remember going as a kid when I was early teen to that museum, and my mom telling me, you know, your grandmother's friend Maria, that's her aunt Adela Bloch-Bauer. So I remember the picture and remember this sort of unusual name, right, at the time. And now I see it, you know, 40 years later, and I had something to do with its history. It's really an amazing, amazing thing. I pinch myself every time I have to think about the whole story.
I can't imagine, truly. I mean, so what happened to the necklace?
So in the film, it says, true story, Maria got a necklace from her uncle. It actually wasn't identical to the one in the painting, but it was solid diamonds. And Maria said that they found out after the war that it was given to Hermann Göring's wife, and they never recovered it. Now, since the film came out, people have sent me things about Hermann Göring's wife's jewelry collection, which was apparently recovered by the Allies, like the Monuments Men. I'm not sure which one might have been Maria's. She's no longer here to identify it. But probably it was just broken up at the end of the war and used as currency.
Did she get any other jewelry that came from that time frame or that period? Did she recover anything else?
Well, her story was that when the Gestapo came to the house and asked for her jewelry around the time they were arresting Fritz, she was so scared that she told them that the necklace was at the jeweler's. He was cleaning it or keeping it for safekeeping. So they went to the jeweler and picked it up. And for whatever reason, the jeweler didn't give the matching earrings to the Gestapo. So Maria actually escaped with those matching earrings. I saw them. They were like rocks, like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I don't know how many carats that would be, but whatever you're thinking in your head, triple it. Okay, that was the size of the earrings. And she said the necklace, they were even bigger. So that she did have and was able to bring out and enjoy for the rest of her life.
This must be just so amazing for you to realize and to see this movie come out and have it all put together. It's almost like a proper closure to the entire ordeal, which was a bit of an ordeal for a while, but then a triumph.
Yeah, I think for me, the happiest moment was when the paintings were all here in Los Angeles at the LA County Museum. Stephanie Barron, the curator there, had put together in a matter of weeks an exhibit, and Maria was there with her niece, you know, her nephews, her four kids, her six grandkids, just the whole extended family. Yeah, all in one room with these paintings, which had started out in one room.
You know, I want to speak in 2 seconds here to your courage. That's what I gathered from this film. Your belief, your trust in yourself, and your courage. And I think that's coming through in the film. And people need to see this. Really, they need to see it. Well, where can they read more about what you've written?
So there's a great book written by Anne Marie O'Connor. She was a journalist at the LA Times who covered the case. And it's called Lady in Gold. So the film is Woman in Gold, and the book is called Lady in Gold. I recommend the book very highly. She did an excellent job, and it has a lot more details, obviously.
And do you have writings or blogs or anything you do?
I write about things all the time. I put some of the stuff on a blog called Chern Blog, Schoenblog. I do a lot of genealogy. You can look for me on genie.com. But right. I haven't written my book yet, and maybe I will.
You must. Thank you so much for being here. Now, I have one question I ask everybody. What makes your life brighter?
What makes my life brighter is my wife and kids. I'm just so lucky to have all of them. I was just away for a week, and you come back, and you see your family, and there's nothing else like it. I'm very lucky.
Randy Schoenberg, everybody. Woman in Gold. You need to go out and rent it, buy it, see it, educate yourself. This is groundbreaking history. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back next week with more, and we'll have an interview with John of God live.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly! Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.